The report investigates extremism, organized crime, and corruption in the East African region, which is a key security partner in the war on terror. And more specifically, it looks at the common denominator between these threats, what they all have in common, and which draws all these groups to the region, which is illicit trade. And illicit trade is attractive to these groups because it's lucrative, it's predictable compared with, say, hoping for money from ransom, and low risk as opposed to theft. So we've looked at the various components of this, terror groups such as Al-Shabaab and their affiliates in Somalia, Mozambique, as well as Central African militias, international crime groups, both in the East Asia and Latin America, increasingly targeting East Africa as a destination market for illicit trade, as well as a transport hub for the mass import and export of illegal goods, including illegal wildlife trafficking, ivory, rhino horns, pangolin scales.
Did the report find or establish proof suggesting that East Africa's war against extremism, crime, and corruption is linked to illicit trade?
The report makes it clear that it is linked to illicit trade. The various recommendations we've made are all to try and strengthen regional cohesion, because while one country, say Kenya, has been in the forefront of trying to tackle these problems, if one country does it, but the its neighbouring countries are weak links in the chain, then the whole process is undermined. It's very important that all the countries work together.
Talk to me about the key findings of this report.
Well, the key findings are that extremism, crime, illegal wildlife trade, illegal traffic in tobacco, in guns, are all linked, and as in the illegal smuggling also of consumer goods like sugar into Kenya. All these provide enormous funding opportunities for terrorist, extremist, and criminal groups, and of course opportunities for corruption in the administrations of the countries of the region. And so what I've suggested is, as I was saying, is that we should take measures to treat these equal evils threatening national security by a closer harmonization of legal penalties, to try and deal, like Kenya has, with an interagency anti-illicit working group to bring together different strands of the government in dealing with this, and to insert much more stringent sentencing and penalties on traffickers throughout the region. I think good governance and transparent governance is the best bulwark against the illicit trade, which is doing so much damage to East Africa.
Well, Sir Robert, has the East African community or the countries along the East African region been so far successful in their battle against illicit trade?
I would say that they've been only partially successful. The East African Community Customs Union, it can only be as strong as its weakest link. And I think it should strengthen its control at important entry points like Mombasa Port and smaller airports. And it also must make harmonization of market standards the main priority in advancing integration. And that involves also proper factory inspections to make sure that counterfeit and illicit goods are not being produced at the expense of legal goods. And also you need stronger border security control, which has to go far beyond what we've seen so far. I think we have seen some very good examples. The Kenya Coast Guard Service, for instance, has done wonders at tackling the narcotics trade. But that simply encourages the smugglers to move along the coast away from the Kenyan coast onto adjacent coasts, where they can carry out their work without too much harassment.